down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, as a nation, we love to complain about the weather, but for one sector of the Irish economy, this year's disastrous weather has brought it to the brink. I am, of course, talking about farming. To understand the gravity of the situation, I'm delighted to be joined by Eoin Lowry. He's the head of Agri at the Bank of Ireland, and he's an acute knowledge of this sector. And later we'll talk to Bobby Miller, a tillage farmer and head of the Irish Grain Growers Group. Eoin, firstly, we might start with you. Firstly, you're very welcome to the programme. Can you give us a high level about what you're actually seeing with your interaction with farmers, which I believe is considerable?
Good morning, Bobby. Yeah, I suppose it's been a very difficult period of time, particularly since probably last July, August. We've had inclement weather, consistent rain, very wet autumn that continued into a very long winter and then a very wet spring. So it's been a very challenging time for farmers and the farming industry over the past number of months. I suppose, you know, it's been a little bit better in the past week, but I think that doesn't mean that a week's weather doesn't make up for that 6 months of challenging wet and sodden ground conditions. What it meant on farm essentially was that farmers had difficulty turning cattle and animals out onto grass because the ground was wet, even though the grass was there. From a tillage perspective, it started in the autumn where it was difficult, well, first of all, to harvest the crops, yeah, but then to actually get them into the ground in the autumn and then subsequently into the spring. So very, very much a challenging time for farmers.
Okay, and before we talk to Bobby Miller, who I believe is a neighbour of yours, which is interesting, the two acute problems for farmers are one, cash flow, and the second being farm profitability. So am I right in saying that farm debt is the lowest it's been for 25 years? Surely that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a really strong place to be starting off as an industry, but we have to remember that's an average figure. So it's not every farmer has been impacted financially by this weather event. But it does impact them in two ways. First of all, is the cash flow piece, in that bills were high. There was extra feed needed. There was extra grain and fodder needed to be purchased in, and straw bedding needed. That led to increased costs. But also there is a longer term or medium term, I suppose, 2024 piece around profitability, where profitability is probably going to be less than we would have predicted at the start of this year. And then I think the third piece is around the mental health piece of farmers. This is causing a lot of anxiety on farm today around farmers' ability to feed their animals or get the crops into the ground. That's having a confidence knock on farmers today.
Let's bring in your neighbour, indeed, Bobby Miller, who's talked to us on this show many times, a tillage farmer, and you're also head of the Irish Grain Growers Group down there from Stradbally. Bobby, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate you having me on.
Not at all. Tell us, Bobby, I was looking at a quote in the Farmers Journal earlier in the week where somebody said it's extremely difficult to explain to non-farmers the impact the weather has had on our income and therefore our standard of living and well-being. Can you just maybe just talk to me about that quote?
Yeah, from a tillage farming point of view, we have a very short growing window now. Thankfully, we're in our fields in the last week, but we should have been in our fields so in spring crops in March. March is the peak time to grow. So we have a very short window now for our crops this spring, to get established and come harvest. What's usually a 5 month, 6 month period is going to turn into 4 to 5 month period. And that's where your grow period is, and that's where your yield comes from, is the growing season, obviously. And
so sorry,
there's
Bobby,
a real chance. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, not to cut across you, but does that mean de facto that you've got shorter time, that the yield will be less? Is that guaranteed? Can you make up this? If we had brilliant weather for the next 5 months, could that turn around your fortunes?
In gambling terms, the odds are against us. That's the best way of putting it. It could happen, but the likelihood is that won't happen, and that's the reality of it, Bobby. Shorter growing window gardeners, anyone knows if you don't get the season you require. And what we don't want, Bobby, and I don't like saying this, we do not want a drought in the next 6 weeks. We need very good growing conditions for our crops to not to suffer at this point from either heat or extreme wet. And I know everyone is looking forward to the summer, but we don't want a real dry May. The old expression comes back always, a wet and windy May fills the barns with hay, and that still stands true.
Okay.
We need growthy conditions now to lessen the odds of a poor harvest. No, that's the best way of putting
okay,
it.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. And can I just go back to 2023? I was looking at some information there from the Central Statistics Office that shows that the cereal crop production, it didn't it fall by 20% last year, Bobby? So you're off a pretty difficult base.
Yeah, and look, there's more than just weather influence on that. We had a very, very difficult 2023, no question. Last spring, 2023, we couldn't go into our fields to sow crops till April last year, and we're probably a week or two later in 2024, and we had a very difficult harvest that was well covered. So we're off, coming back off a very bad 2023 for us. But there's other aspects coming into play for the drop of the tillage area. We have nitrates has been discussed on several occasions, and that's a direct impact on tillage farmers, because simply we can't compete for, we are, as a sector, we're very dependent on what's rented land, where we rent land from other retired farmers or
okay.
people that are chosen not to farm anymore. And from a profitability point of view, we can't compete. So the tillage area is dropping, and that's going directly against where the government's climate action plan wants to go.
Okay.
For obvious reasons, we as a sector have a lot to offer as regards climate change. And Bobby, I'd say this, and I don't want to say a whole lot, but if people are wondering what they should do to do their bit for climate change, start asking for native Irish grain and pulses.
Yeah.
We have a very low carbon footprint. We grow 2 million tonne of grain here in Ireland. We use about 7 million tonne, and that's the other 5 million comes from all over the world.
Yeah.
Malaysia, Indonesia, Mercosur countries, North America. So there's a very good reason to support the tillage sector here in Ireland.
Yeah, and I think
you're saving the planet.
That's a point very well made. Owen, I know you'll be talking with your neighbour, Bobby, probably in the pub about this tonight. But
is he buying?
when you hear Bobby's situation there, it's fairly representative, I'd suggest, of what you've seen on your own travels over the last number of months.
Yeah, I think, look, banks play a key role in enabling the sector to and having adequate and the supportive finance in place is key to the success of the sector. I suppose, contrary to what we might think, 80% of the food that we consume here on this island is imported. So weather events such as this that impact farmers in Ireland won't necessarily impact the price or the availability of food directly to consumers in Ireland. But what it does do, I suppose, is it highlights the exposure that we have to food markets, global food markets, and the vulnerability of our food security system, beyond whether that's feed for animals to produce meat or whether it's our own food that we purchase. So I think as a bank, we recognise that, look, farming is a very volatile sector. It does need flexible finance. It does need the supports throughout the year and throughout different years, depending on the market that we're working in. I think for the sector to survive, I think we need joined up thinking. Climate change, this is part of climate change. The weather is changing. I think we've seen this in the last two or three seasons. And I suppose we need to adapt as a sector in Ireland. And we recognise that as a bank, and we're there to support farmers.
And have you seen again, like, drawdowns on overdrafts more prevalent this year than you did last? Like, are there things that, you know,
yeah, so we
trends
have,
you can see.
We have some key metrics. I suppose you talked to that piece that farm debt has is at its lowest level in 25 years. But I think what's important to recognise is that that's no use to a farmer that is in challenge in difficulty today. So what we're saying to farmers is that if you feel that you need additional supports in terms of cash flow, a stocking loan or an additional overdraft, come talk to your bank, engage early and put in place the adequate finance and flexible finance that you need to run your business.
Bobby, last word to you. I hope that you might be slightly more optimistic after the last week where you saw a bit of sunshine.
Yeah, look, we have been out in our fields getting our crops into the ground and very happy to be out there at last. But in the back of our mind, we know that a lot hinges on the next 6 to 8 weeks as a growing season, whether we even break even this year, Bobby. And that is the reality. We know we love being now working in our fields. That's our job.
Yeah.
But reality is ticking away at the back of our heads.
Okay.
That we need a good season.
Well, look, we wish you every luck with the weather, and we wish you well, Bobby, with your quest in farming, because as I say, thanks for coming on to talk to us, because it's great to hear your take on things, and thanks indeed to Owen Lowry, Head of Agri at Bank of Ireland.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.